Good morning, everyone. Today is Sunday, the 5th of July, 2020. And we are celebrating Guru Purnima. I'm very happy that Anuradha has written a beautiful speech for this occasion. And I'm very privileged to read it. It is a speech where we need to read it over and over again for us to assimilate the Guru Tattva. Normal circumstances, I would have been in Hyderabad for this occasion, but Guru Garu has thought this time that each of us celebrate Guru Purnima in our own homes with full concentration and full devotion. The significance of Guru Purnima this year. In the 16th year of Guru Kutumbam celebrating Guru Purnima, this year's celebration is unprecedented. This year, there is a calling for deep reflection and introspection by all members of the Guru Kutumbam on the philosophical significance behind the natural pandemic COVID-19 and its impact on our lives, which has resulted in this unique way of celebration. This understanding should set off a greater inquiry within, translating into internalization of our sadhana to become one with Guru. Gopikas of Vrindavan would churn the buttermilk in earthen pots and lovingly offer the butter to Sri Krishna. Their love and bhakti for Krishna, the supreme cosmic consciousness, was pristine and above all material desires. Their prema is the highest purusharta, below which are dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Saints in the bhakti marga lost themselves in this divine bhakti, singing and dancing joyously, celebrating their union with Krishna Tattva. Such is the power of divine love. This love has karuna, prema, ananda and ekatva. In the Rasalila, each Gopika danced with one Krishna for herself. Thus, the one supreme consciousness took many forms for his loving Gopikas. Likewise, our Guru Garu is with each and every one of us in our homes as we celebrate Guru Purnima. This should be the spiritual state all of us should graduate to beginning this year. This is the truest and greatest celebration for our Guru Garu with all our love and nothing but love. We are not missing anything then, and we don't have to postpone any celebration for a later date of congregation. The ananda of union and ekatvam, that is advaita sthiti with Guru, is here and now. What should our approach be towards sadhana? Internalizing of our sadhana can be understood through the three examples. One, like the Gopikas living in Krishna Tattva, we have to establish ourselves in Guru Tattva. We must churn our karmas like the buttermilk in the ghatam of samsara, using the twin ropes of Viveka, discerning power, and Vairagya, dispassion. Then the butter of prajna floats, which we offer to our Guru with all our love. 2. The Asura kings Mahabali and Ravanasura were very powerful. The root of their power was rigorous tapas, mantra sadhana, and elaborate ritualistic pujas. King Mahabali used his powers judiciously but lacked realization. Ravana was egoistic and not judicious in use of power. Both were powerful, but due to lack of realization and presence of ego, ahankara, both represent the states that are undesirable in sadhana. Lord Vishnu knew of the dharmic ways of Mahabali, put him to test to remove his ignorance, ajnana. Appearing as Vamana, he asked for 3 feet of land, which the just Mahabali agreed. Vamana, in his Virat Rupa, then took the earth and the heavens and looked at Mahabali for the 3rd foot of land. Mahabali then realized the supremacy of Lord Vishnu. Letting go of his ajnana and completely surrendering himself, he offered his head as the 3rd place. Mahabali was thus blessed by Vishnupada and attained realization. Ravanasura, despite having 10 heads, lacked this understanding of self-surrender. Atma Samarpana, which Bali, by surrendering that 1 head of his, had achieved. The Gopikas of Vrindavan did not have the kind of power like Mahabali or Ravana, but had pure love, Nirmala Prema, pristine character, Vishuddha Atma, and complete surrender, Atma Samarpana. These qualities drew and bound Krishna to them. Krishna and Gopikas were hence one. Our surrender to Guru Garu should be thus. Power comes with the duality of one person exercising power and second person on whom the power is exercised or is at the receiving end. Hence there is duality, dvaitam, in it. In the love of Gopikas for Krishna, everything dissolved into one. This is highest and purest Advaita. Though perceiving duality, multiplicity on the outside, if we have not attained this Advaitam, Ekatvam from within, our sadhana is far from complete. We are only moving one level of power to another. Our approach to sadhana and seeking from Guru is to attain this Advaita. Caught up in the samsara, no doubt all of us have turned to him as Kashtodharaka, but we have to make this shift of gears in our sadhana. 3. The Divine Mother is Prakriti and Shakti. She operates through Maya and Jnana Shakti. Under the influence of Maya Shakti, one dwells in duality, Dvaita. But she is also Shivajnana Pradayini and Guru Mandala Rupini. She blesses us in the form of a Guru who leads us to realize Shiva. This state of realization is Dattoham Asmi, Shivoham, Advaitam. Once Shiva is realized, the material illusionary world dissolves as everything is one. Hence, power which leads to realization is desirable aim of sadhana. This is the meaning of Shiva Shakti Samputita Prapancha Chedanam. Hence, Adi Shankara extolled, na guru, na sishya, na mata, na pita, chidananda rupam, shivoham, shivoham. The Guru Kutumbam has to make quantum strides with this understanding and internalize their sadhana. How do we conduct ourselves from now on in the light of this understanding? Satsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nischalatattvam, nischalatattve jivanmukti. From satsang, we progress to nissang, solitude. Dwelling in solitude leads us to a state of nirmoha, unattached, dispassionate state. Nirmoha leads to nischalata, a steady state of steadfastness. And nischalata leads to jivanmukti, which is a state of oneness while still in the gross physical body. Prakriti in the form of corona has challenged our lives and our understanding. It has forced us to sit down in our homes. The doors of the ashram may not be physically accessible to all of us today, but Guru Garu had, by giving Diksha, already opened the inner doors of our Hridaya, leading to self-realization. It is only the Sishya who considers himself fettered, carrying all the burdens of samsara. Guru Garu, having realized Brahman, knows at the time of giving Diksha that the Sishya is also a manifestation of the same Brahman, albeit covered by veil of ignorance. So while giving Diksha, the Guru prays that his Sishya casts off the veil and realizes the Supreme One. Hence, there is no difference between the Guru and the Sishya. Our surrender to him should be unconditional, without any trace of ego and with complete love. Guru Garu will then guide us to that Shivastiti, Tatohamasmi. This is the meaning of this year's song for Guru Purnima, Sadaya Hridaya Gurudeva. Babuji had said that true Guru Seva is to follow his word in mind, body and spirit. Every heart will become Guru's ashram then. We should conduct ourselves in our word, thought and action in sadhana to become that. With this understanding, we achieve the state of ekatvam. In the absence of the egoistic I, we develop atma drishti, seeing without the sense of self. This seeing gives us clear, untainted knowledge, leading to Shiva Stiti. This is called Atmavalokanam. Guru Garu has directed Atmavalokanam cheskuni dattudaipondi. Through Atmavalokanam, realize and become one with Datta. Mahanji has said, Atma se Atma ko jodo, Atma se Atma ko dekho. Connect to all by Atma avalokanam and perceive all as manifestations of the same Atma which is within you. Atma avalokanam hence enables us to see divinity in ourselves and in everyone. The all-loving, compassionate Guru is there in everybody's Hridaya. We need to sit down and perceive with Atma avalokanam. Until we internalize, reflect and realize, we are unrealized instruments. But Guru Garu is guiding us from time to time, and so the state of the Toham Asmi, Shivoham, is very much achievable by all of us. We are hence connected in the divine unity. Bearing this in mind, all members of Guru Kutumbam are spiritually there in the ashram today, as much as Guru Garu is in your homes. This is his leela with us this year. Like Krishna with Gopikas, he is our Rasa Vihari. Thank you.